Life Audio.
Hi, this is John Stonge, and before we jump into today's episode, I wanted to highlight one of the resources you'll find at my website, BibleStudyHeadquarters.com. The resource is my book, Dwell on These Things. Dwell on These Things presents a 31-day challenge that will help you learn to start talking to yourself the way God talks to you. The idea is that we start preaching a gospel-saturated message that lines up with what God's Word actually teaches instead of preaching a message of worldly discouragement to our hearts. Again, the book is called Dwell on These Things, and you'll find it in the bookstore at BibleStudyHeadquarters.com. Now, let's take a quick pause for our network sponsors, and then we'll jump right into today's episode.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with the King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
You're listening to Daily Devotions with Pastor John. I'm John Stonge, and today's devotion is inspired by Psalm 73, verses 25 to 26, which says, "Whom have I in heaven but you? And there is nothing on earth that I desire besides you. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever." Deep down within us all, there's a part of us that recognizes we have a need. We can sense that something is missing that needs to be found. We can sense that we lack what we desperately crave: love, belonging, acceptance, family. There's a vacuum for these things that needs to be filled. People try to meet their needs in many ways. Some people believe human relationships can satisfy the longings of their souls. Others believe that prestige or admiration can meet their needs. Some try to fill the void in their heart by utilizing mind-altering substances to temporarily dull their pain. But only Christ can satisfy the deepest longings of our soul. We need a Savior, and Jesus is the only one who can truly fill that role. There is no one else in heaven or on earth who can truly do what Jesus can do. He satisfies the greatest desires of our hearts, grants us His strength, blesses us with His presence, and meets our every need both now and in the future. False saviors and false sources of salvation will always let us down, but Jesus never will. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word, and we thank you for the privilege that it is to be able to read it together today. And Lord, as we look at this portion of scripture from the book of Psalms, we see that the greatest desires of our hearts can ultimately only be satisfied through you. We know, Lord, that at different times in our lives, we have tried to satisfy the longings of our hearts with things that can't satisfy those longings. We've relied on people, we've tried to use worldly prestige, we've attempted other means to try and satisfy our longings and meet our desire for family and belonging and acceptance. But we know that nothing can satisfy the deepest longings of our hearts like you can. We're grateful, Lord, for your love. We're grateful for your presence. We're grateful that we could look at the things of this earth and realize that there's nothing here that's truly going to fill our heart like you can. So, Lord, we pray that you would help us to have wisdom as we try to satisfy those longings. Help us not to go in a direction where we take unhealthy things and bring them into our lives and think that somehow they can serve as a functional savior or an idol or something of that nature. We don't want those things in our lives, Lord. We don't want to rely on things that aren't designed to satisfy our souls like only you can. So, Lord, we pray that you'd help us to trust in you completely and rely on you fully. And we thank you for your word and for the reminders you give to us in it today. We pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Jesus wants our fears to launch us toward faith. Then he grins and says, "Do you trust me? Because together we can do this." With Mornings with Jesus, you can start your day in a positive way. Find hope through inspirational stories and scripture. Go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Mornings with Jesus. You can also download the Abide app for biblical meditations at abide.com.